Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show! Welcome to the Gamer Show, Christmas Bash 2015. We have the regular panel. Say hello, regular panel.
Good evening.
And we also are joined with Ewan this evening. Hello, Ewan.
Hello, mate.
Hello. It's a shame your camera's not a little bit turned round. I could have done something with your green screen, but I can't. It's going to look a bit
exactly.
Quiet.
That's why it's turned round. That's stupid.
Cool. So we are here this evening to do the British Tech Network Gamer Show quiz. That's the wrong slide. I'm going to move on to that one. No, that's the wrong one too. There we go. That's the right one. Slick as always. We're going to do the Gamer Show quiz a little bit differently, and in fact, it's going to be almost exactly the same as the rest of the British Tech Network do it. So everybody is going to be asked, get a turn, and then they're going to be asked one question. Sam, what's the problem?
I hope this is a fix, by the way, so that we beat Cheers.
Sam, what is the problem?
Nothing.
Really? Yeah. Okay, fine. Perfect.
Have you seen this man in Crime Watch?
Right, so we're going to do it all one by one. So we've got, the order is going to be Chiz as reigning champion. And yes, Ewan, we have sort of tried to lay this so that Chiz can't win it again. Chiz as reigning champion is going to go first, then Ross. Then I've got Santa, because I thought Santa was joining us, but here you're joining us instead.
Ewan, I need some food, some drink.
Yeah, that's a little bit disappointing, but hey-ho. Then I've got Sam, and then the chat room, that's wrong. I'm reading my scores out, but it doesn't matter. Cool. Okay, so we're just going to start, Chiz. Do you understand how this works?
Yes, I believe so.
2 points for each correct question, unless the...
You just pick a number, you get a question.
Yeah, it's quite simple.
If you don't know it, then it gets passed out the rest of the place.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So everybody gets a chance to ask a question, or rather, gets to choose a question they're going to get asked. It's 2 points a question. If you can't answer it, then gets thrown out to the floor, which is 1 point, and then the chat room can jump in and get there. Ewan, how do you do it? Is it normally half a point for the chat room, or does the chat room get a full point for answering the question?
Because they get longer to look. I gave them half a point today, yeah.
Right, okay, so they get half a point. Cool. So the chat room gets half a point if it gets open to them. Yes, Sam?
Is wrong. There's not 50 days in December.
What? That's not December. Right, okay, we're going to get going. Right, Chiz, as reigning champion, you get the first question. Which one would you like?
Let's go with number one.
Number one.
Why select the badger?
I'm selecting a badger to cover up the number so we know which one's used.
Okay. Just change the ball systematically. Completely ruined the point of having a numeric system.
Okay, Chiz.
About it and take our turn.
Yeah.
Chiz, what four characters could you play as in Mario Brothers 2?
Oh, Mario, Luigi, Toad, and can't remember the fourth one.
Okay, I'm going to give you 1 point for that. Throw them to the floor if they can get the fourth one.
Peach. Princess, what's her face?
No.
Right, Ross got it first, Prince.
I thought it was maybe her, but I just assumed they'd be saving her again.
That's the story.
They
have to save that.
No. Okay, Ross, your turn. Which number would you like?
28.
Okay, hold on. We just got to copy Ross and paste the badger over at 28. Right, okay. So, number 28.
You're
hold
never
on.
Coming back again.
Sorry.
This is a good one. What food was Toru Iwatani eating when he came up with the idea for Pac-Man?
Is that how you pronounce his
name? I've no idea. I wasn't pausing on it to have the piss taken out of me, frankly, so.
He was maybe eating cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs? No. Open to the floor?
Fried egg.
No, it wasn't a fried egg.
A banana?
Not a banana.
Jizz cakes.
Not jizz cakes, Sam, no. Scott, you want a chance at this? Ramen. It was not ramen. Like where you were going there. Right. It was not Badger Spunk, the chat room. Anybody else in the chat room want to have a go at this? Give it another couple of seconds. It was pizza, ladies and gentlemen. Plain old pizza, because he reckoned that the noise of when you eat pizza kind of sounds like Pac-Man. Pac, 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 pac.
Right.
Maybe the answer actually was amphetamines, if that's what the pizza sounds like.
It possibly was.
It was better than the truth.
Well, it certainly didn't when you were eating it.
Ewan, it's your turn now. Which number would you like? Hang on, I'm going to go back to the grid so you can see it. There you go, there's the grid board.
Been on me for a long time here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry, I was forgetting to change the camera.
Yeah.
Number 12.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. Number 12, right, okay. Okay, okay. So, Ewan. Number 12 is... What did the console with the code name Xeon or Xeon become? When it was in development, it was called Xeon or Xeon, I'm not really sure. But what console did that become when it went retail?
Isn't that Xeon? X-I-O-N.
X-E-N-O-N. Right, Xeon?
Sorry. Mega Drive.
No, it was not. Open to the floor.
PlayStation 1.
Nope.
Dreamcast?
Xbox. Nope. It was...
Neo Geo.
Xbox One.
No.
360.
It was the 360. Sorry. Sam takes the point.
Oh.
I was just going with X.
Of course.
Saranac, it was the Xbox 360. You're very close. Okie dokie. Back here. So, next one is Sam. Sam, what number would you like? Number two. Okay. Back to the quiz board. Number two is... How many children... does Bowser have?
Oh dear God, that's a lot.
It's actually quite a cruel question because you get one go, then everyone just shouts.
I'm going to say seven.
He does not have seven.
Nine.
Open to the floor. Not nine.
Ten.
Nope.
11.
Nope.
Six.
Stop. Seven. You're not allowed anymore.
Five.
You're not allowed anymore. Anybody else?
Eight. Zero.
Zero? No, it's not zero.
No, he's got tons.
Oh,
anybody?
Know. I don't know.
Ewan, do you have a guess?
One.
The answer is one.
I said that.
Oh, did you? Sorry. So, what you guys are thinking of is the Koopalings. And in an interview recently, Minamoto revealed that the seven Koopalings are not actually Bowser's children. Bowser only has one child called Bowser Jr.
That is totally off. Just because they're adopted does not mean they're not his.
Yeah. At no point did they say they were adopted. He did not say they were adopted. He just said that they're not his. They're maybe his underlings or his minions or something. Anyway.
Some random children he has stolen. Some do his bidding.
Am I beating chess?
Either that or he's just been cuckolded so many times.
Oh, dearie me.
Am I beating chess?
It's all draw, all square. One each. I don't think anybody's actually got their own question yet.
I'll take that. See you, fellas.
Cool. Okay, grand. Right, we're back to Chiz again. Chiz.
Three.
Wow, straight in there, not even stopping to think here. You're totally knocking off my system.
Me and Sam have a system.
If
we get a row, we win.
Bingo!
Playing bingo.
Chiz.
Yeah.
Chiz, what is the name of Sonic's girlfriend?
Oh.
Screwdriver.
Ah, come on. Not your turn yet. Jizz, apparently, is the answer somebody's given.
I'm sure he gives that to her.
It is Giz. It is Giz. That's Ginger Jizz.
Now you have to pass on. Can't, no idea.
Okay, open to the floor, anybody. Knuckles. What is the name of Sonic's... Sorry, I'm going to have Ross first.
Nicole.
Knuckles, no. Nicole, no. It is Sonia. Scott takes a point.
That goes to me, by the way.
What do you mean that goes to you?
Why does that go to you?
Where's his questions?
He doesn't get... Because he's part of the audience.
He's just sitting back, racking up the points.
Okay.
Okay, right. So that was Chiz's question. Ross, what number do you want?
49, please.
49, right. Hold on. I'm going to have to just get the thing across here, get all organised. And we score off 49. Okay, okay. 49 are where the hard ones are. What other franchise...
We're never going to make ITV.
Are you paying attention to this, Ross?
Yeah.
What other franchise did the first Assassin's Creed game start out life as? What did the first Assassin's Creed game start out life as? It was another franchise. Come on, I'm going to have to rush you here.
Yeah, I'm going to think I'm going to have to pass that.
Prince of Persia.
It was no Prince way. Of Persia, yes. Well done, Chiz.
Wow.
Chiz goes into the lead now by 1 point.
That, actually.
That's well done. Well done, Chiz. Okay, okay. So
victory Jaffa cake.
He's going to have a victory Jaffa cake. Well done, Chiz. The next one is Ewan. What number would you like?
13, please, darling.
13. Well, I'll just eat Jaffa cakes.
13 is now locked off. So number 13, where are we? What? Oh, you've got another one. It's the same again, Ewan. What did the console with the codename Nitro become?
Neo Geo. I don't know.
Neo Geo. No, it wasn't the Neo Geo.
Nintendo 64.
It was not the Nintendo 64.
That's what I was going to say.
Dreamcast.
It was not the Dreamcast.
GameCube.
Not the NES, not the GameCube. Chat room, any thoughts? PS3, nope. You've pretty much got chances to run your way through all the different consoles.
PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2,
no,
PS4.
No, not the Wii. One more chance, next answer, and then I'm going to close the chat room off. Not permanently, you understand? Just not the Mega Drive. No, it was the Nintendo DS. Was originally had the codename Nitro.
We're guessing for years. And
that. Sam.
Number 4, please.
Number, there definitely is a system going here.
Yeah. We're just trying to make it easy for you to move the thing.
Okay, right, okay.
We really do worry about your wrists.
Which of these is not a games console? TurboGrafx, Sega Pico, the Wonder Swan, or the Philips CDZ?
Run through those again,
Which of these is not a games console? The TurboGrafx, the Sega Pico, the Wonder Swan, or the Philips CDZ?
You said the Wonder Swan.
I think the TurboGrafx.
The TurboGrafx, it is not the TurboGrafx. It's just it's a. Right, okay, we're going to have to be fairly fair on this one. Everybody have one guess, and you just all need to keep quiet because three are going to get knocked out here. The question is the TurboGrafx, the Sega Pico, the Wonder Swan, or the Philips CDZ?
I know what they're going to do.
Sega Pico.
Nope, Sega Pico was a console. The Wonder Swan was a console launched by Bandai in 1999.
The other one.
The other one. Right, okay.
No.
You don't get that one. You have to remember the actual name of it.
CDZ.
The CDZ is right here, and you'll get the point there. It was the Philips CDZ, because it was actually called the Philips CDI.
Mm.
So there you go. Cool.
It was an asshole question.
Sorry?
It was an asshole question.
I try.
I actually would have picked that as my answer if it was my question.
Well, it wasn't.
See, I figured that the Wonder Swan was going to just throw everybody
off. I'm going to say that because that responds for all the questions I didn't answer. But they're correct.
That is exactly what I
And
heard.
Look smug as well.
When given one choice in a single choice answer, that is exactly what I would have said.
Okay. Right. Sam, was that your question? No, that was Chiz's question. Sorry, Ross.
Yes.
No, that was my question.
Yeah.
That was my question.
That was Sam's question.
Also, it was. So it's Chiz, it's you now.
Back around me, is it?
I'd like another go there.
Five, please.
Five? This is making it very easy for me. Okay, Chiz, this is a good one for you. You're going to enjoy this one.
Oh,
are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Put these Angry Birds games in order of release.
Oh.
Angry Birds Fight, Angry Birds Real, Angry Birds Epic, and Angry Birds Space. So that's Fight, Rio, Epic, and Space. Put them in order.
I'll go Epic first, then Rio, Space, another one.
Now, I'm going to give you 1 point for that, because two of them were correct in an order.
What?
Well, because I've got to give him half a point. It's half
he's
right.
He's a reigning champion. He's undefeatable.
Not if I get Angry Birds questions all night.
Okay, I'm going to throw them up into the room. Chiz, I am giving you a point
Rio.
There.
Fair enough.
Okay, who wants to have a shot? Just shout.
Right,
Ewan. Okay, have a go. Do you want me to repeat the names?
Yeah, go on then.
Fight, Rio, Epic, and Space.
Rio.
Rio.
Space.
Someone's telling him that.
I wanted to have a go at this, and he's whispering in my bloody ear.
This is
disgrace. I knew Rio was first, I knew Space was second, and then the other two, I'm going to go Epic Fight.
Yep, you're going to get a point, Ewan. That is right. It was the original Angry Birds was in 2009, Rio 2010, Space 2012, Epic 2014, and Fight in 2015. So Ewan is currently tying for first place.
Does
with
he also
Chiz.
Get the standard yeah. 5-point deduction for having someone cheat?
Well, we don't want to hear any more from Mueller unless he is answering in the chat room.
I wanted to. That was the order I was going to say.
That is becoming a theme, sir. A theme.
Okay. So, Chiz, that was your question, wasn't it? So, Ross?
Seven.
Oh, you're breaking the system here.
You're not allowed down in the top row.
Chiz and Sam have them claimed. Okay. So, seven. Oh, dear, here's another good one. Put these Uncharted games in order of release. Drake's Deception, A Thief's End, Drake's Fortune, and Among Thieves.
Cool.
Obviously, all of them start Uncharted. So Uncharted Drake's Deception, Uncharted A Thief's End, Uncharted Drake's Fortune, and Uncharted Among Thieves.
Absolutely no idea.
Well, have a guess. So you've got Deception, Thief's End, Fortune, and Thieves.
I'll go with the order you've said them.
That is, strangely, not the correct answer.
Drake's Fortune. Oh, my God.
Go on.
What was the name of that?
You got Deception, A Thief's End, Fortune, and Thieves.
Say again, sorry.
Deception, A Thief's End, Fortune, and Thieves. So Drake's Deception, A Thief's End, Drake's Fortune, Among Thieves.
It was Drake's Fortune the first one, Deception the second time.
Nope. Somebody else. So Sam burped into the microphone. That was handy. Ewan, do you want a shot?
I used to have plenty of time to Google it.
So, Drake, look.
It was Drake's Deception, A Thief's End.
Was first.
Say that again, sorry.
Read them out again.
Okay. Drake's Deception, A Thief's End, Drake's Fortune, and Among Thieves.
Right, so Drake's Deception first. Amongst Thieves.
No, done. Right, Sam, do you want to have a stab at this? You can't do any worse than the other three, so.
Can we just number...
That one's answered.
Correct. I can't remember any of it. 2, 4, 1, 3.
Hang on. Second. I'm going to have to work this out yet.
Second, fourth...
No, not right. Okay, so the chat room is saying Fortune Among Thieves, Deception, Thief's End. Yep, chat room gets it. Chat room gets half a point for that.
Googled.
Yeah, it must have been Googled. The answer was Drake's Fortune, then Among Thieves, then Drake's Deception, and then A Thief's End. Oh, dear. Ewan.
Uncharted.
Your turn. Actually, you're on the camera. Apologies. I've just left
22,
you on.
Please.
What point were you starting?
22 was that?
About the end.
Okay.
After you started out.
So 22. Oh, jeez. Sam, this is one of the ones I put in for you.
The second, I couldn't remember.
Oh, well.
Put these Total War games in order of release. Oh. Attila, Rome, Shogun, and Empire.
Do you want me to do every one of them? Expansion packs.
I'm going to go Shogun.
Yep. That was Yip, as in I was accepting, not necessarily the.
Shogun,
right.
Rome, Empire, Attila.
That is correct. Well done, Ewan. The first person to get his own. Oh, he's just knocked the camera off. First person to get his own question and streaks into the lead with that.
Gonna call. Incorrect.
No, you can't, because I checked on the Wikipedia page. All of this is based on Wikipedia.
Okay, alright.
Are you saying it's different?
Are you saying it's because Attila hasn't actually been released yet?
No, it has been released.
Is it?
It's been released for quite some time.
Okay.
I played it at EGX when we were down.
Oh, so you did, yeah. Yeah. So what were you going to complain about? Come on, Sam.
Give Sam a half mark for being a pedant.
You just didn't specify...
I didn't specify because they were all the original ones, obviously.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that
no
stands
total
for reason.
Pedant.
Sam is thinking, that's Sam's thinking face. It, strangely enough, is also his ejaculation face. But,
you no, should, it's not.
You should really stop watching him when he's doing that.
Sam,
it's your turn. Strangely, are you going to go for six?
Come face, six.
Okay. I'm keeping the camera on me until you finish. Put these Halo games in order of release.
And that's usually what you say as well.
Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4.
Okay. You ready, Sam?
Yeah.
Are you actually ready? Put these Halo games in order of release. Reach, ODST, Spartan Assault, and Combat Evolved.
I can't even remember which one the last one is.
Reach, ODST, Spartan Assault, and Combat Evolved.
I think it's ODST, Reach, and Combat Evolved.
And where does Spartan Assault come into it?
I've never heard of that one, so that'll be the last one.
Is this in release or chronological order? In the
No, it's in release date. Release date. That is not right, Sam.
Oh, well.
Anybody else throwing it up the floor?
Marvel Stab. It's Combat Evolved.
Mm-hmm.
It's ODST, Reach, and then Spartan Assault.
Chiz takes the point. Well done, Chiz.
Which ones?
Spartan Assault was a mobile thing they released.
It's like a top-down.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
No, it's rubbish.
It is a Halo game that was released, so it does count. Okay. Right, we are back to Chiz. Chiz.
8, please.
Number 8. Hold on, I gotta get my badger all sorted out. Hold on. Number 8. You know, it's no fun if you just do them in order here, because I kind of assumed everybody would not do them in order. So.
Oh, well.
Right, 8. What did the console with the codename Project Reality become?
Nintendo 64?
It was the Nintendo 64.
Oh. Yeah. Do you actually know that?
I vaguely remember reading the magazine years ago when it was in development, and it was called Reality, I'm sure.
That was on a previous series as well.
Probably was, actually. I think I'm going to give Ross a point for that, for knowing that. That's impressive.
What?
Ross knew that we'd asked that question in our previous quiz. Well done, Ross.
Are you sure on that, Paul?
I'm relatively sure we've done a round about original code names.
That is exactly both of the answers I would have given.
Yep.
Sorry, you getting in there first then.
Oh dear. Right, okay, so we're back to Ross now.
24, please.
24, right, okay. I'm just going to cover up 24. There we go. 24, all covered up. And now I'm going to go in here. Right, okay. What supervillain does Mark Hamill regularly voice in video games?
Luke Skywalker.
Why is... What's he doing?
Luke Skywalker. No, it's not Luke Skywalker, no.
I saw that last night.
Ross?
Phenomenal.
It's Ross Kemp.
What supervillain does Mark Hamill regularly voice in video games? I know Chiz is going to get this the second you say it gets open to the floor.
Well, I don't know. What console is it on?
Every console.
Can I say it's the Joker before him?
It wasn't open to the floor.
The Joker when it is.
How do I score? Right, okay.
I think you just score that one off.
Okay, I'm going to give Ewan and Chiz a point because I knew Chiz knew that, so I'm fine with that. And also, Ewan jumped in before the time, so I think he did know it, so I'm going to give both a point.
I think I should get an extra point because you're amazed that I knew that.
One, I knew that.
Right, Sam, you can get a point too. No, that's fine. You can get a point too.
How do you get a point for jumping in on someone else's answer? There's no... discipline to this
group. Yeah, and we don't actually know if he's Googling or somebody helping him or Googling for him.
Okay,
we have no
idea
what he's doing.
Everybody gets a point. Everybody's got a point. Chat room gets a point. Scott gets a point. Everybody's got a point for that game. For that round.
No, I want all the points taken off. So it makes exact same sense.
But everybody feels positive about this, whereas taking a point away is a negative feeling. It's all about how you manage it.
Why are we changing things up like that? Not all about
Right, okay, Ewan.
Oh, you come to me when I'm eating every time.
It's because you're never not eating.
Because you have such a beautiful
really
mouth.
What was that?
It's really weird.
Was there? Where?
Ewan.
What was it?
They were doing swears in there, though.
I don't know what he said, but okay, I'll mark it down so I can go back and check it. Right, Ewan, what would you like?
34, please.
34, right, okay.
I said fudging as well, so I don't...
Oh, was it? Sorry.
Okay. Ewan, according to the ESA, I don't know what that stands for, what is the average age of a gamer?
No,
19. I'd have said 19 as well, yeah.
19. It's not 19.
Passing out
to the floor.
34.
It's not 34, not 35, not 33, not 27. Right, everybody, set a go. Chat room, what's your thoughts?
Statistical agency.
Sorry?
European Statistical Agency.
There you go.
Slow-mo pizza munching.
Oh.
Right, okay.
I'm
trying to
be on my favourite
porn site. Oh, come on, chat room. Come on, it's not 21, it's not 45, it's not 423, it's not 30. Anybody else going to give one more guess?
41.
37.
Now, Bat Wench is probably the closest, but I'm not going to give the point. It was 31 years old. It was 37 in 2011, and it's actually dropped down to 31.
Wow.
Since then, so. Whose question was that? Was that yours, Ewan?
Yeah, it was you.
No.
I think it was you, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was. So, Sam, it's your turn.
It wasn't me.
It was so, wasn't it?
You just chose 34.
Yeah, because Mueller shouted at the same time. It was you. Right.
No, sorry. Yeah, all right. Maybe it was me.
Okay, Sam, your go.
I would like number 19.
Oh, of course you would. Yes, of course.
No OCD then, Sam.
Right, okay. Surprisingly, it's a question about what console code name. What console was the code name? So I've just done them in batches, because I assumed that people would be smart and kind of jump about the board a bit.
After 10, we might be... All right, we'll go for 11 after that.
Okay, so what was that? Number 9, right. What did the console with the code name Katana become?
Oh.
Do you think? Is it? Just got an answer.
Okay, well,
in my ear,
say it in the microphone. Is, well, yeah, make a guess.
I'm going to guess the PS2.
Nope, not PS2. Open to the floor.
PlayStation 1?
Nope.
Xbox.
Nope. I do recognise the code name, but I can't think of
it. Ewan, your last chance before it goes out to the floor was not the one.
I'm going to say 3DO, but it's not the wrong answer.
Nope. No. Anybody in the chat room? Not Windows, not PS4.
Dreamcast? I've said every other time.
So it was the Dreamcast, yeah, but I'm not giving you the point for that because it was already open to the floor. But yes, it was the Dreamcast. So no points for that.
Damn, the only time I've not said Dreamcast in those questions.
Okay, okay. So I'm just going to do a quick check on the scores. Currently in last place is the chat room with 1.5 points. Hey, chat room.
So you get when you ape fist your keyboard.
In fifth position, joint, is Scott and Sam. Well done, Scott and Sam.
Huzzah!
With 2 points. In third position, with 3 points, is Ross. Well done, Ross. In second position is Santa, with 6 points. And in first position currently is Chiz, with 7 points. 1 point in it between you and... Rather, I've got Santa written here. I'm going to scroll that out so I stop saying Santa. So 1 point in it between you and Chiz.
I've always wanted to be beaten by Santa.
Oh, dearie me. Right, okay, fine. Chiz.
Oh, yeah. That's what you did. I got told that's how you got your presents. Like a giant...
That is how you got your presents.
Right, okay, on that fun note, Chiz, what number would you like? Are you going to go with number 10? Just so you know, it's another console codename question, number 10.
Cheating!
Number 10.
Right, number 10. So.
Wait, I can't be Dreamcast this time.
Number 10. What did the console with the codename Atlantis become?
Dreamcast.
Atari Jaguar?
No, wasn't the Atari Jaguar. Open out to the room.
Sega Saturn.
It was not the Sega Saturn.
Mega Drive.
What did you say there, Ewan?
Game Boy.
It wasn't the Game Boy, no.
That actually gave you two separate answers.
Okay, no other guesses?
Sam's still got one to go. You know, we have a shot.
The Vita.
It was not...
You couldn't get all pedantic and say it's the Game Boy Advance, Ewan, no.
It is the Game Boy Advance. Well done, Batwench in the chat room. You get the half point
exactly
for that.
The question,
I said Game Boy. Oh,
you said Game Boy, not Game Boy Advance. It was a different machine. Different machine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, okay. Ross, what's your question?
Looks the same.
31, please.
31.
It was advanced.
Okay, okay. 31. Right. What was Rockman renamed to when he came to the West? So basically when he was sold in Europe and America. What did Rockman get renamed to? Rockman, go and get your rocks off.
Hmm? Julian Clary.
Julian Clary. What was your guess, Ross?
I don't know. Donkey Kong. No,
not Donkey Kong. No.
Alex the Kid.
Not Alex the Kid. No.
Mega Man.
It was Mega Man. Yes, Ewan. Well done. It's a point to Ewan.
Does anyone actually believe he's not searching on this?
No, not the slightest.
Right, Ewan, we need to keep your hands up where we can see them at all times.
He's got a search chin.
Right, okay. So that was Ross, and Ewan took that point, which then makes him level with Chiz. Yeah. It's all getting very aggressive and stuff.
Oh, what number?
Right, Ewan, what number do you want?
26.
26. 26. Right, okay, okay.
What console was previously called?
This is another one I put in here for Sam. And you've gotten both of Sam's questions. What famous actor voices your dad in Fallout 3?
Oh, dear God.
Everyone knows that.
What's he looking down at there?
No, I've got a pencil and a piece of paper here. See, look, I wrote the sequence down for...
All right.
I'm going to say...
Danny DeVito.
I can hear somebody whispering the answer.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I'd have said Ben Kingsley, but so.
Up yeah. to the floor.
Liam Neeson.
Sam got it. Sam got that. Well done, Sam. It was Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson voiced the.
You should probably wait until
dad.
You actually say it's open before.
No, no, I did. He literally jumped in at the second the last syllable fell out of my mouth.
I didn't hear a single word come out of your mouth.
I was going to do a
year and
just say it.
The chat room reckons it was Danny DeVito. That's a. I would like to see that.
A better game.
Danny DeVito voicing
like
your dad.
A really angry little Danny DeVito as your dad. That'd be smacking. Arnold Schwarzenegger possibly is his twin.
Okay, Sam. Sam, you're now drawing second.
Sugar.
Shut the door.
Indeed.
Sam.
I would like... Do you know what? I am going to break off. What was that last one? 26. I'm going to have 25, because that seems to be my line.
Okay. 25, right. Okay.
It's not my line at all, is it?
A couple of them have been. Okay. I don't think anybody's going to know this one. This is a doozy. I apologise, Sam. What was strange about the cast for the 1990 game Golden Axe from Sega, as in the voice cast? What was strange about them?
They were all transsexuals.
No, I'm going to open it to the floor.
How do you know?
there's a reasonable chance that that's not true.
They were all
I
from
think
the
I
same
get half
family.
A point. For
they were not all from the same family. But I like the direction you're going in. Any other answers?
They all had sex with their own family.
No.
They're all
well,
animals
I don't,
rather
that's
than
a
humans.
Possibility, actually.
Again, that's two things.
No, I can't prove, and that's actually more in
they're
line with...
homosexuals.
Really? They're not homosexuals. Chiz, do you have an answer?
They're all animals instead of...
They were not. Batwench has got it clearly Googling, being everybody else in the room. They were all on death row. Well, yeah.
When they still? Were recorded.
Yeah, they were actually all on death row when they recorded the voices for them, for Golden Axe.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is, but that's true.
Like, what do you do? Just turn up at a prison and go, you got to get people that are going to die, we'd like to record their voices.
Are you paying less, I suppose?
Here, ride a dragon chicken while you're recording.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, Sam, was that your question?
No, dragon chickens were awesome.
No, that was Ross's, wasn't it? Whose but question? I've lost
that was
track.
Sam's.
That was Sam's. Right, okay. Cheers, back on to you.
37.
37, right, okay. And you are that one. That's fine. Right. Oh, I like this one. I thought this one was very interesting. What famous cartoon was Donkey Kong originally developed for? It was going to be a game for this famous cartoon, and they pulled out, and it became Donkey Kong. But the mechanics are all the same. So what famous cartoon was it originally developed for? Dun, dun, dun,
look at
dun,
chat, Batwench eventually put post it. famous cartoon.
Yeah.
The Jetsons. I'm trying to bring that back. How far about the Flintstones? Someone, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, not the Flintstones or the Jetsons. Anybody else got a guess?
Simpsons.
It was the Simpsons.
Why not? It makes as much sense as anything else.
Right. Anybody else going to make any guess? You could probably make an educated guess. I think Chiz was in the right lines with guessing about a cartoon around that period. So a famous
cartoon. Well, that's just kind of common sense.
Yeah.
Sharky and George.
Sharky and George. Yeah. Well done. Not Sharky.
Great cartoon.
Oh dear, not Sharky and George. Okay, Sam, Ewan, you going to make a guess?
Tom and Jerry.
Not Tom and Jerry.
No. I might as well guess, I suppose.
I can hear that, Muller.
No, I don't know.
So Muller has got in the chat room, so the chat room gets a half a point. It was Popeye. The character of Mario in Donkey Kong was originally going to be Popeye. Ploy and Pauline was going to be Olive Oil. Donkey Kong was going to be Bluto. But they lost the license at the last minute and they still wanted to go ahead and make
actually,
the game.
Truthfully, that would have been the answer I was going to, because I took the other one from the chat room.
Oh, dear.
Tie me down, guys.
Okie dokie. Ross, it's your turn now. Which number would you like?
19.
19. Right, let's see. What's number 19 for Ross?
They're not old enough for that.
Ratchet and Clank 2, Locked and Loaded, was called something different outside Europe. What was it? Ratchet and Clank 2.
I hear somebody typing. I actually hear someone Googling it. You can hear the keys going.
That's Muller. It's not me.
Yeah, but he ends up telling you the answer anyway.
In fairness, twice that I've overheard Muller whispering the answer to him, Ewan's called it and said that I was going to do it.
I haven't cheated.
Go on, Ross.
I've no idea.
Make a guess.
Hammer and socket.
Hammer and socket. It was not, surprisingly. No. Open to the room. What was that? Toe Jam and Earl. It was not Toe Jam.
So is it just the second part of the?
Yeah.
That is the thing.
Ratchet and Clank 3 was called something different outside Europe. What was it?
Was it Something Out of Time?
Okay, the chat room's already answered it. So it was Batwench again. Ratchet and Clank Going Commando was what it was called outside Europe.
You should maybe tell the chat stopped posting until we've answered, because one of us.
They have to wait. You have to throw it open to the chat room.
Yeah. Chat room, could you just hold on just a wee bit, because Chiz had the opportunity there to cheat, and he did the right thing. He took the high ground, but nevertheless. So chat room, you get another half point. actually, no, I'm not going to give the chat room another half pint, because you jumped in before it was available. Right, okay, that was Ross, that was you. So, Ewan, your turn.
What's left?
So, there's the board.
27.
Okay, okay. 27, right. Okay, so 27 is... Da-da-da-da. What character from the Nintendo universe was actually named after the landlord of Nintendo's first warehouse? What character from the Nintendo universe was actually named after the landlord of the Nintendo's first warehouse?
Bowser.
No, it wasn't Bowser.
Kirby.
Wasn't Kirby.
It's Mario.
Chiz has it. It was Mario.
Wow.
The gentleman's name was Mario Segal. Half-brother to Stephen.
Stephen's dad.
Yep. Okay. Grand. Okay, so that was Ewan. So, Sam, your turn now. What number do you want?
44.
40 of the fours. I need to get that one right. And there we go. That's it. Right, okay. You ready, Sam? Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Nintendo allocated $80 million to provide some kind of aid for players who hurt themselves while playing Mario Party joystick rotating minigames. What was the aid? So Nintendo allocated $80 million to provide some kind of aid for players who hurt themselves while playing Mario Party joystick rotating minigames. What was the aid? Oh dear, sorry, wrong camera.
KY jelly.
No, that'd make it worse. You'd
sandpaper.
Okay, open to the room. Open to the room. So Ross, is your guess sandpaper?
stop them rotating as quick.
Yeah.
No idea.
Wow.
Are you tired of your children having skin?
Helmet.
It was not a helmet. No.
Knee pads.
It was not knee pads.
Was this not the Wii thing they added?
That was N64. It was the joystick thing. All right. N64.
Like a wheel thing.
Yeah, I have no memory of that at all. No idea.
Do you have a guess?
A hand crank.
Do you have a guess?
Hand crank.
Nope. Chiz, I think you've not guessed yet, have you?
I was saying the Wii thing, so I'm not.
Right. Okay. Out to the room. Anybody in the chat room got a suggestion for the Serenax as a wristband? a thumbstick cover from Batwench? Nope. Not a thumbstick cover. It was gloves. Nintendo allocated $80 million to provide gloves to people who hurt themselves while playing Mario Party joystick rotating minigames. Well, there you go. Nobody got that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, that's Sam, that was your question, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Chiz, back to you.
I shall have number 16.
Right in the middle of the gap. There we go. Right. So, number 16. What was Mortal Kombat Deception called in France?
Deception?
Deception.
Excellent generic.
Combat
it's
more.
Also my Italian and Russian.
I'm going to give you half a point if you can tell me why they had to rename it in France. Sorry, I'll give you 1 point.
Because deception means to defecate on a puppy in France.
Surprisingly, yes. That is correct, Chiz. Well, no. Out to the room, either the change of name or the reason that it was changed.
Deception maybe doesn't translate in French.
What does it translate to?
So it does translate.
Financial, but...
Anybody? Anybody? Mute. Biller? No.
Deception.
Okay. I'm out to the chat room. Anybody? First person, including in the studio, that wants to jump in or the chat room?
Is that to do with Tide or something?
So Batwench gets it one a half a point for mystification. That was what it was called, Mortal Kombat mystification. Anybody know why?
So
abortion? No, it's not abortion.
That's what maybe it means. Mortal Kombat abortion.
Jumping on Scorpion the abortion just... bandwagon.
Oh dear, no. So
where Scorpion just kicks the babies out with women.
Get over here.
So apparently it was changed because deception loosely translates in French to disappointment. So they didn't want to release a game that was effectively called Mortal Kombat Disappointment.
God, I wish they'd kept it.
Oh dear. Right. Okay. Cool.
About sex slaves. I prefer that. That
Chiz, that was your one, wasn't it?
You do know about the battle rapper game, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, we're not going there.
No,
okay. No, we're not going there.
But it's not pronounced rapper.
No, it's not.
Ross, please save us.
30.
Number 30. Wait a minute, I've got to find 30. There we go. It's after 29. I didn't leave it there. Right. Ross, number 30 is. Right. In the original Legend of Zelda. Why could you only hold 255 rupees or gold coins?
Size of your pouch.
Best answer tonight.
Your coin purse wasn't big enough.
Open to the room. Why?
What was the question again, sir?
In the original Legend of Zelda game, why could you only hold 255 rupees or gold coins?
I think I should get a point for that.
Would you get an extra life when you got that point, so it'd reset?
Nope.
Guess that's all there was in the game.
Expand?
What do you mean, expand?
Can you expand any further? That was literally all the coins that was available in the game.
It's a an 8-bit computing limit.
It is. The maximum value of an unsigned 8-bit integer to hold more would require more memory, which wasn't doable for the technology at the time.
Half a point at least, come on.
He's getting a point for that.
I have not Googled that. I've actually got it off the top of my head.
No, I do believe you in that one. So you get a point to both of you.
Yeah, no, I thought
five, six colours. There you go. That's what we're thinking.
Cool. Okay, Ewan, it's your go here.
I get a full point for that, not a half.
No, you get a full point for that.
No,
yes,
I was
you do.
Saying, you're spot on, mate.
Yeah.
I think I did.
What's left?
You did.
Alright, bonus.
23. Right, okay. 23. What video game dragon did Elijah Wood voice?
Oh, Christ, I can see the logo in my head.
Video game dragon did Elijah Wood of Frodo fame. He was also in Back to the Future 2. And many other things, in fact. Yeah, he was the kid playing Duck Hunt in Cafe 80s in Back to the Future 2.
Oh, come on. I can see the logo in my head.
You passed it on yet? Although I'm going to look like a chufter if I get this wrong now.
Spyro!
It is Spyro.
Bastard!
Alex, get in there.
So the chat room did get it before you. I am trusting you that you didn't see that in the chat room.
My hands on top of my head and my eyes looking skyward, so I think I'm pretty... Have a word with the chat room. Take some control, Paul.
Could the chat room please stop posting the answer to the question beforehand?
Wait until it's open to the chat room.
Wait till it gets thrown open. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, just wait till it gets thrown open, please.
Piss off them. They'll soon stop.
So that actually puts Ewan in the lead, because that is a two-pointer, so it puts him in the lead. I can see Chiz is gently seething there.
If I had another man Googling stuff for me as well.
You can piss off.
Oh, Chiz, if only you had another man.
Right, okay. Okay, so now it's Sam, it's your turn. Here are all the numbers left.
I'm going to choose 33, because that's a pretty street number.
Pretty street, right, okay. 33. What does the name Atari mean in Japanese?
Oh, this is like one of those Toyota things, isn't it, where it's the common surge of the struggle of the man and...
Possibly, but I'm more thinking at this point that there are no sequences to these numbers, and actually, Paul just picks all the dickhead questions out specifically for me. I think it means... it's got to be some Confucius thing, actually. It means when the wind blows... angel will sit
when the mothers talk
on the mountain, and the old man will walk to the shop for a Mars.
Okay, not the answer I was looking for. Open to the room, anybody? Anybody?
I think it means something like punch or strike, or it's like an impact.
No, not you. No,
magic.
It does not mean magic. No. Anybody? We're going to open it to the chat room in a second. Do you want to just make
a guess?
They're
typing the frigging answers already.
Yeah, they are.
They're not right, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay to cheat as long as you're not right. Chat room, get a grip.
That's how you've been playing it, isn't it, you?
Come on, quick one.
No idea.
Guess, no. Not even going to have a guess.
I don't know. Okay, I think.
Right, okay, sunshine. Chat room, you're going to open it. It's not sunshine, no. Open out to the chat room. Anybody? Anybody? No, door's closed. Oh, wait a minute. Control, hit strike depending on... No. Hit or strike a right depending on the inflection. No, it means success in Japanese. It means
success. As in shit.
As in success, as in to be successful.
He's actually put a link down to prove his answer there. So, yeah. That totally came off the top of your head, didn't it, mate?
That's Bart Wedge. It's a female.
You can call, I'm not reading the names, but you can call a woman mate, can you not?
You said he in your previous sentence.
No. Yeah, but that's why they only get half a point, because they can cheat.
Cool. Okay, okay. Who was that?
Well, I've got boobs and everything. I'm still a
boy. Okay. That was Sam. Was that your question?
Yeah. Sam's taking this really serious.
Cheers. Yeah, he always does.
I'm so competitive.
Cheers.
Shit as well, Sam, so.
Cheers. What number do you want?
21.
20 of the ones. Okay, dokie. Here we go. What was the first few Ninja Gaiden games renamed to in Europe?
Shinobi.
It was not Shinobi. Open to the room.
Can't remember. Oh, it's
what was the first few Ninja Gaiden games renamed to in Europe?
Not Streets of Rage.
Say that again, Ewan.
I had it. I want to say Tenobi or Ten.
Yeah, you're almost there.
Shinobi Warrior.
Oh, it's Tech. Oh, give over. It's the one with this. Ten.
It's not got ten in it anywhere.
It's not Ten Chu.
That's what we're thinking.
Right, Sam, I think you were. Did
Shinobi
you get there?
Shinobi Warrior.
No.
The Shadow Warrior.
It was Shadow Warrior, yeah. But you, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, you've already had a guess.
But then again, that's screwed everyone else up, so I'll take pride in that.
You stopped everybody else getting a point. Yeah, good.
If I can't have it, no one can.
Okay, okay. So, Ross, that was your question, was it? Or was that Ewan's?
Chiz's.
Who's that? I've lost track. Chiz. So, then it was Ross. What? Ross, what number do you want?
35.
That wasn't your question.
35. Right, according to the ESA, what is the split between male and female gamers?
60-40.
Nope.
I believe it's 70-30 women to men, isn't it?
Nope. This is gamers. This isn't hardcore gamers. This is gamers.
I think it's actually pretty close. It's only like 55.
Nope.
Women. It's because either including mobile.
It is 50-50. Scott gets it in the corner there. Well done.
I'm sure women are there's was more of them. I read someone recently.
No, it's like that's when you include casual gamers, everything. Yeah. It's 50-50. Yeah. According to the article I read this afternoon.
Because there was someone a while back saying there's actually more female gamers than men.
Yeah, was it more last year or something?
No. I don't know. I found an article this afternoon that said 50-50.
I read an article.
But the date was like 10 years ago.
It could have been. I don't care. That's the answer to the question on my bit of paper.
Decision's fine.
And that is the one that matters.
Still wrong, though.
Yeah, getting the answers wrong in this isn't really an issue. Something we pride ourselves on.
That was just posted a link, ESA Essential Facts.
Cool.
What does it say, Batwench?
It says 56% male, 44% female. Gender of game players, 56, 44, 26, 27, 30.
Yeah. And 1% of
that the... was April 2015, though. I have no idea when my stats came out. So... Okay.
At the end of the day, we were all kind of guessing the answer anyway, so it doesn't matter what it is.
So I had a number on my bit of paper and you were all guessing. That's essentially how it worked.
Yeah.
You and your turn. I think it's your turn, isn't it? Ross?
I'm going to have 15.
Number 15.
What number has Paul written on his paper? It's a number between 0 and 15.
Okay. What was the game Metal Gear Ghost Babel on the Game Boy Color called outside of Japan? Metal Gear Ghost Babel on the Game Boy Color. What was it called outside of Japan?
I'm trying to remember the bloke's name that's in Metal Gear.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Solid Snake?
Nope. Out to the room.
I've heard of that name, but I didn't know it was a different name here. I thought it was called that everywhere.
Metal Gear
Ghost Babel or Babel or Babel or something, isn't it? But I don't know.
What was that, Sam?
I didn't even speak.
You said solid or something.
No, I opened a can of paint. but I'll totally take that. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody?
It was called Ghost Snake. Babel.
It was called Ghost Babel in Japan.
Right.
Okay, it's going up to the chat room.
Snake's Revenge?
Nope.
No, it's Metal Gear 2.
Open to the chat room.
Metal Gear Solid.
It was Metal Gear Solid, yes. And that's Batwench.
I thought, no, that's too obvious.
But Metal Gear Solid was on the PS1.
Yeah, it was called Metal Gear Solid. That game came out. No, but it was on the Game Boy Color, that version. And when it came out, I could give you an article link to have a look at.
Metal Gear Ghost Babel and the one on PS1 are totally different games.
It's the article I read. I don't care.
But someone's wrong in your information, Paul. Because I've heard of Ghost Babel.
And it came up.
Ghost Babel came out after the PS1 version.
Hang on. Just to clarify. How is it spelled? B-A-B-L-E or B-A-B-E-L?
I think what that
I can't find it now. Ghost Babel was originally commissioned by Konami as a port of Metal Gear Solid to the Game Boy Color. However, it ended up as a completely different game, a non-canon follow-up to Kojima's first Metal Gear Solid in the MSX2. Its story takes place 7 years after that game's events, but the Metal Gear Solid name was kept anyway for, according to Metal Gear fan site Snake Soup, marketing purposes.
Yeah, so they're seen as a totally different game then, because the way you worded that was this game was called that. This game came out in the Game Boy Advance in Japan with that name, then it got launched in Europe on the Game Boy Advance.
It was a port.
You can't. From the Game Boy to the PS1.
Who got the point for that?
They have to be totally different.
Who got the point for that?
No one.
Nobody, exactly.
But I'm just saying.
Chat room.
It was a poorly worded question.
Okay,
it was.
Right, okay, I'm losing the point.
It's totally different.
Just losing the point for Boney.
I take back chat like this.
Right, whose turn is it now?
Rubbish quizmaster.
So that was you and Sam. It's your turn.
What?
It's your turn. What number do you want?
52.
Shut up. You can have 42. Getting 42. Right, so. What do Mario and Parthenarx, whatever, Parthenarx from Skyrim have in common? Is that how you pronounce it? He's a dragon or something.
What was the first one?
Mario.
Right, okay.
What do Mario and Parthenarx in Skyrim have in common?
They were both voiced by the same person.
They were, Sam, yes.
Oh. I am a sex machine.
Well done, Sam. So, next question goes to Chiz. Chiz, what number would you like?
39.
Okay. When the demonic boss Diablo is released in the final level of Diablo 1, he says something in a bizarre language. What language is it, and what does he say?
No idea. Never played those games. Or even seen them, really.
Okay, not even a guess?
No idea. No idea.
What's that devil...
Now, open to the room, then.
Diab.
Welsh.
I'd like to say Aramaic.
Not Aramaic, no.
Diab.
Latin.
Nope.
Japanese.
It's devil's language, isn't it?
No. Anybody in the chat room?
Klingon.
Anybody in the chat room? Chat room going to have a shot? Diablo cares. Dulch. No, it wasn't Dulch.
That's Dutch,
Paul,
which is a real language.
No, you spelled it correctly, Makassi. I was just messing with you. It was actually English, but in reverse. They reversed it. And when you play it the correct way around, it says, eat your vegetables and brush after every meal. So there you go. Yes, that's the correct answer. Ross, your turn.
41.
41.
Hands up if you're losing all faith in these questions.
Oh no, so I was just wrong. The questions themselves were wrong.
Yeah. I thought I'd get here and get absolutely sod all. So I'm happy.
Right, Ross, you ready?
Yeah.
What game has the biggest map ever? Biggest recorded map?
To give you
no, it's square miles. Based in square miles, yeah.
It'll be a Total War game.
Is that the actual? Sorry, is that playable area, that like just the map of the game? Or
it's playable area, to my knowledge. The information I have was not necessarily worded like that, but to my knowledge, it's playable area.
So you, like, if you were a character, you could run to that.
Theoretically, yes.
So it's not Total War.
It's Grand Theft Auto
I'm
map sizes.
I'm thinking out with something like that. I'm thinking it's got
to
be...
We have to let him answer first.
No, I'll keep going, Sam.
Can he help him here?
It's probably going to be a space game, Ross.
Eve.
Nope, not Eve, nope. Open to the room.
Arma 2.
It's going to go, nope. I'm going to say, because I think I've got a choice in my own head that it's... I think it was one of the sales pitches of Fallout 4.
No.
Was 3 may have usurped.
Nope. Okay, out to the chat room. Anybody in the chat room? It's your turn. World of Warcraft, it is not. No, sorry. Guild Wars, Nightfall, nope. Minecraft, nope. The answer is... World of Warcraft, no, sir. Not, no. Command and Conquer, nope. It's not that. Sorry?
Elite Dangerous.
No, it was Elder Scrolls 2, Daggerfall.
Yeah, of course.
It has 62,294 square miles, which is over 4,000 times larger than Skyrim, which is apparently second place. So there you go.
I
still would have thought the Arma 2 games would have been pretty massive.
Because
well.
I think Elite Dangerous covers like several galaxies.
That's more...
Three but you've got five ones that you've got a hyperspace or whatever.
Yeah, but
I don't know if you could.
I
think because of those, I don't even compare them with
map maps. Yeah.
Maps. I think they'd have to be separate
it's
still because one's on a planet, one isn't.
Cool, right?
Didn't specify planet. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a question. You never know.
Yeah, I just made these up anyway. Right. Okay. So now it is Ewan. Ewan, your turn.
I'll have number 11, please.
Number 11. Okay. Grand number 11 is... What did the console with the codename Mars become?
What's gone already? I was trying to think whether the... How many of the PSs have gone already?
None. As far as I'm aware, none. No, we've not had any PSs, code names. Okay. Nope.
You'd have thought there'd be some logical connection between these. It could make you could at least have an educated guess, but it doesn't sound like any of them.
Is there a time limit?
He's just padding for because Mueller can't spell Mars.
So many choices. I'm going to go with. A Sega...
Nope, move on.
Mega Drive.
No. What? What was that, Ross? Hey, Scott? What, you're interchangeable. It's fine. What was that? Mass Effect. What?
Console.
It's a console. The answer is not Mass Effect, no.
I was playing this live down here.
Right, open to the room.
PS1.
No, not PS1.
One of these is going to be the PS1.
Any guesses?
PlayStation 3?
No, Sam, guess. No.
No, that's what I was going to think about. Susie said Sega, he said no, so
nope.
Ruled it then.
No, nope. Chat room? We've got PS3 in the chat room, nope. Sega Genesis, Genesis 32X, nope.
Steambox.
Mars, it rings a bell, but I don't know.
PS2, no. Okay, I'm going to give one more answer in the chat room, and then we're going to close the chat room.
Oh, they don't get to choose that many, that's not fair.
Right, Serenak leaving the chat room has counted as their last answer. So the answer was Xbox. The answer was Xbox.
Oh, bollocks.
Elite is really good, by the way. Fat wench. You should give it a go. Although it's nothing like they kind of portray it in the adverts.
No.
At all. In any way, shape, or form.
Sam, your go. What would you like?
I would like 47, please.
47.
These are odd, apparently.
Okay, Sam, you ready?
No.
These are the Viagra questions.
In what game... Oh, this is hard, really. Sorry, Sam. In what game did Sonic first appear?
Just pick out the asshole.
I, it's totally random.
Bollocks.
Oh.
In what game did
soppy,
Sonic first appear?
Sweaty, swollen bollocks. Could also be my answer. Sonic.
No. Any more guesses? I don't think you're going to get it. I'd never heard
Sonic
of this
Sonic the
game.
Hedgehog?
No, it wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog. This game actually came out 3 months before the first Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Oh.
It's not like Sonic Pinball game or something silly like that.
No.
Like
it isn't actually a Sonic game.
It's like a Sega All-Star type thing.
Nope, because he wasn't an All-Star then. The game hadn't even been released.
It may have been to Sega.
They were struggling.
Okay, I'm going to throw it to the chat room as well. Chat room, throw your answers in. What was the name of the game that Sonic first appeared in? He was an air freshener in that game, by the way. Mario? No.
Oh.
No, it was a Sega game, wasn't it? But...
Mm-hmm. Super Mario? No. He was an air freshener. Right, okay. So the answer is a game called Radmobile. He appeared as an air freshener. This was a sort of a first-person driving game, and Sonic the Hedgehog was the air freshener that was swinging in the front of the dashboard, and he appeared there 3 months before the first Sonic game. So we've got a swear there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's our chat thing messed up because Sam touched it.
Well, it wasn't working, it frozen, so I was trying to move it along.
Okay. Right. So, I don't know. Who's won that? That was Sam's, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I won.
Cool. So, Chiz, it's your turn.
32.
Actually, before we go to you, if it's okay, I'm just going to do a rundown of the scores.
Oh.
I don't have picked up me now. I don't think I'll be winning. Well,
I am fairly confident that I am winning.
I think you'll be 2 or 3 points ahead, I think.
Okay, in last position, we have Ross and Scott joint on 3 points. Well, he's been throwing answers out though, so it's all okay. And then in fourth position is the chat room, which is effectively Batwench with 4.5 points. In third position is Sam with 5 points. In second position, drum roll please, is Chiz with 7 points. And in first position is currently Ewan with 10 points.
My son will be proud of me.
We've only got 2 rounds left, people. 2 rounds left.
I can actually see a vein pulling out of Chiz's head.
Seriously, do not give a. Have you seen the question?
It's changed now, hasn't it?
Attitude, where has my attitude been in anyway?
He hasn't drunk anything. He's driven. You guys take so seriously. Yeah.
Okay, Chiz, here's your chance. Here we go. Ready? What number would you like?
I said 32 before, I think.
32, sorry, yeah, you did. Okay, 32. Here we go. What is the highest grossing game of all time?
So, this is.
You're just dancing because you're not.
Going to be something irritating.
Is it Wii Sports, is it not?
Nope, not Wii Sports, nope. Open to the room.
Mario.
It is not Mario.
Is it something ridiculous?
What Mario? Like, can't just see. Sorry.
It's got to be something that's. It's got to be a cost thing as well, though. If it's high, it's
wait a minute, Ewan, sorry. Sam was saying something there.
Something like Peggle or something.
It's not Peggle, sorry. No, Ewan.
Along those lines.
It'd be a single game, not a franchise.
Is it something that's in an arcade, or is it something that's in a console, though?
Not going to answer that, because that's more information than anybody else got.
Because if you did an arcade, it'd be stupid. It'd be...
Oh, no. It's not like that, no.
You know, like Space Invaders or something, but...
I think it'd be a mobile game here.
I thought maybe it was Wii Sports because, well, the Wii's were top selling and that kind of came with every of them. If you could put them together.
No, I mean, you can't answer that, I don't think, without knowing whether it's a. Because if I'd have said it's a console game, then it'd be a different answer than if it's an arcade game.
It's never going to be an arcade game.
I don't know. A lot of kids played a lot of arcade games in my youth, so you'd make. Even though, you know, you were around 25 cents a time or something, or 10 pence a time, you'd make a lot of money.
The arcades died for a reason, though, if it was highest grossing.
Oh, Nintendo.
Right, okay, I think you've had enough time. Going out to the chat room. The chat room has got Minecraft, Candy Crush, Angry Birds. Anything else? Tetris, Space Invaders. Nope. The highest grossing game of all time is World of Warcraft. Approximately 10 billion sold. 10 billion made. How is that?
Wow. 10 billion?
10 billion.
You know there's only 7 billion on the planet, right?
7 billion people, $10 billion.
Muller's just pulled up a link that says that Street Fighter sold 10.6 billion. It's number 3.
There's no.
And Space Invaders done 13.9 billion.
Put the link in the chat room, mate.
Okay.
Take his I point off. It is something wrong with
it. Right. Moving on. Ross.
38.
Your work, Paul. Do you check sources 3 times?
No, I don't have to.
Crazy Dave on the bus told me.
What Disney character inspired the design of Link from the Zelda games? What Disney character?
Peter Pan?
Yes, it was Peter Pan, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's an absolute guess, I did not know that.
Ewan?
Hello.
64, though.
14.
14.
What console was previously called?
It's another one. All of those in that section are. What did the console with the codename Revolution become?
This is where I'm going to go through all the consoles in me that we haven't said. And I've said Sega Mega Drive every single time. And I won't say it this time, and it will be. But if it's Revolution, it's got to be a new generation of an old console. So I'm going to go with...
Or it's a revolution in gaming.
What was the one that came after the Sega Mega Drive?
Mega Drive 2.
No, I say Sega Mega Drive, there you go.
Mega Drive, no, open to the room.
Nintendo Wii.
It was the Wii.
Oh, okay. Revolution, yeah, all right.
It was the Wii, yeah. Okay, Sam, your turn.
Does it really matter anymore? Just, yep. Not just arbitrarily assign me.
No, you get very, very close to second position if you can get this answer.
No, he's sick of the RC questions.
Whatever I pick, you're going to do the builders. Oh, that's a hard one.
Right, come on, just guess one. Come on, come on.
36.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here's another stat one that somebody's going to try to prove me wrong with, but what percentage of mobile game revenue comes from in-app purchases rather than priced games?
Oh, who gives a dear God.
To guess. Are we going to get, like, if he's within 5 or 10% or something?
I'm going to give you, if you're within 10%, Sam, yep.
Because you're never going to get the exact figure.
No.
I
just kind of tuned out halfway through the question, so... I'm going to say 75.
Nope. Open to the room.
90.
So Scott gets it. Well, it's 92.
Oh.
Okay. So final round. Here we go. I think it is final round. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, sorry. This is the second last round, so I miscounted the amount of questions. Oh, this is fun. Right.
In a really amateurish kind of way.
Oh, dearie me. Right, okay, guys, come on, serious. Yeah. Cheers. What number do you want?
We're on it. Spin it out, we've got 25 minutes yet.
20?
Yep.
20. Okay, yeah, we'll spin it out a wee bit. 20.
Drag it out at the end by bitching about that question you should have got.
Ah, right, okay. This is where Cheers goes and gets one step closer to, or actually, goes in the lead, I think, with this one. And I think you'll get it. What was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles renamed to in some parts of Europe? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Hero Turtles.
They were the Hero Turtles, yes.
I thought that was only in America, actually, and that's because...
No, it was only in the UK.
It was only in the UK. Yeah. Censorship. In some parts of Europe, ninjas were considered a taboo subject. Yeah. Same reason that Ninja Gaiden
so,
was also
are we having
renamed.
A question, even though it's a cartoon question, just because they had computer games every now and then?
It was apparently according to this source, which I'm going to be proved wrong with, apparently according to this source, it was originally the computer game that was renamed before the cartoon was.
All right.
So the cartoon then suffered from the same fate, but originally the computer game was attacked first. So
that's possible because I still remember the theme tune being Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, apparently also on some of the cartoons as well, Michelangelo's nunchucks were edited out for a dildo.
Yeah.
So. I know we've got somebody has to get this. There's an amazing question in here. I can't wait for somebody to find. It's going to get proved wrong, but it's funny all the same. Right, Ross, your turn.
45,
right.
Don't say please.
The game Devil May Cry was originally intended to be part 4 of another popular franchise. What was it? Come on. No.
Resident Evil.
It was Resident Evil. Well done, Chiz. And that's Chiz back in the lead.
That would have been quite
good, yeah.
jump.
Scheiße.
That's why they wanted to change it. Like it went that stuff before. Resident Evil was kind of static sort of backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to speed it up and have more 3D, and it ended up being so vastly different. He just went and made that game instead.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, Ewan. Now in second position, what number would you like?
29.
20 of the nines. Okay, okay. What was strange? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, we've already had 29. That was going to be the Golden Axe one. I must have forgot to put a thingy on there. 40. Apologies.
Golden Axe, say
it. Golden Axe.
Death Row is the answer to that one. 40. What was odd about the spacecraft pilot's legs in Star Fox and why? Point for each. What was strange about the Star Fox pilot's legs and why?
As in...
It's just to be clear here, this only really plays a part in the StarCraft lore. It's not. It's part of a game, but it's not really something that gets talked about. It's just part of the lore of Star Fox.
Through me head at the minute.
Sorry?
I've got a Douglas Barter thing going through me head at the minute.
It's Star Fox. You called it StarCraft here as well. It's a different game.
Spacecraft. Sorry, that's the line above. Sorry, Marley. Spacecraft pilot's legs in Star Fox.
There we go. He had his legs amputated.
I'll give you a point for that. The legs were amputated. Fox. And I need another point for why. Why in the sort of StarCraft lore?
Or,
Star Fox lore.
He'd been in a crash.
I think it's
or
Fox McCloud.
It's all of them.
All of them.
Come apart or... No.
I'm going to open out for the room for get that other point.
So they could integrate into the ship better.
Nope.
Is it stuck at the bottom?
Yeah. The engineers, rather than just give them more leg room, nope, you have to chop your legs off.
I've got 2 points for that.
Designed this brilliant aircraft.
Oh, dear.
It's just a little bit too small.
Yeah. What? Can anybody in the room think why?
Last time I get a key for mass
spaceship. Nope.
Oh, G-forces.
It was the G-forces, yes, but it wasn't your question anymore, so it's dead. But it was basically
2 points for bloody Douglas Barter.
I don't know who Douglas Barter is.
Sorry.
Exactly. You mean the Ramuses?
Yes.
I am immune to G-force.
They have their legs amputated, so the blood doesn't drain from their brain when they are under intense G-forces.
If your fighter pilots have like things on their legs, it makes sure that the blood stays up, because when you're going around in a plane, your blood shoots to your legs.
There you go.
So they have to wear something on their legs to keep their blood pumped that way, or they'll fall unconscious. But in space, I don't know if that makes if the same thing would happen.
Sam,
it's just like a pressure.
Your turn, go.
I would like number 46, please.
Number 46, right?
Bingo.
Connect four.
When Space Invaders was released. In Japan, it was so popular that it caused a temporary shortage of what? When Space Invaders was released in Japan, it was so popular that it caused a temporary shortage of what?
Breast milk.
Coins.
I'm going to give you that, Sam. It's the 100 yen coin. The coin was most commonly used
hang
in arcade machines.
Hang on. He just says coins.
That's the same. No, I'm giving him that. Well,
I'm wrong.
Right, Ewan, I'm going to take a point away if we have any more back chat.
Oh, yeah. Just so Chiz can win.
Chiz has already had a point taken away for him for back chat, so that's all fair.
Jesus,
I've not taken your point away yet.
Caro, intervene here, for God's sake. That's not fair. Coins.
That's the answer. It was coins. He was right. I don't know what do you think Sam was going to say? The 100 yen coin? Was that what you're kind of hoping for?
What's the correct answer? If you're not going to let me have legs amputated, which was the right
answer? That was the right answer. I said it in the question. And no, I'm not talking about this anymore. Decision final. Not talking. It's
the emails.
Not listening. Can't get mad. Not listening.
We just turned him off. We just covered completely.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, last round, right? We are going into this last round.
I wish it was Santa and not you and Santa. Friendly. He was quite aggressive.
Right, okay, so the scores going into the last round.
What's the point?
Scores going into the last round.
I'm the one that's been deducted points, not you.
In sixth position is Scott with 4 points. Hooray! Fifth position is the chat room with 4.5 points.
There's more of them.
In fourth position is Ross with 5 points.
Yeah.
In third position, or second position, depending on how you look at it, is Sam with 7 points. And in joint first position is Ewan and Chiz with 11 points each.
I see it as second position.
So, Sam, you can still win this.
You turned out to be in the lead if I haven't
started. Yeah, you can. You are still in the shout to win this. You need your question and answer everybody else's
what
question.
What I need to do is give a vague enough answer to both Ewan and Chiz to go so mental that all of the points taken away.
No, no, no. Sam, you need to answer all four questions. You need to get the answer right because you need to get the 1 point from each of them to draw. And then, I think that's right, isn't it? One, two, three, four. Yeah, you need to get 1 point from each of them plus 1 point of yours to draw, and then your second point wins it.
Not that you're fixing it or anything.
Right, okay, are we ready? Is everybody ready for the last round? Is everybody ready? Is everybody psyched?
I was born ready. Yeah.
So, in which case, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about UK2. The lovely people at UK2 are absolutely superb, and they provide all of our network and bandwidth and everything like that for the British Tech Network. They have got all the servers that goes back, all of the old shows and everything like that. You can go back to, like, almost 4 years of gamer shows. That's pretty ridiculous, actually. We've been almost doing the gamer show. We'll be doing the gamer show for 4 years in April. So,
I think we've almost been doing a show.
Yeah, and you can go back and look at like the early gamer shows. You can go back to the early Mac shows, the big shows, the nonsense shows, all that kind of stuff. So if you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, you can see all of the voucher codes in there. And if you use britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, you can see, buy stuff from them using the voucher codes, and please do that, and please go over and spend them, and also please use that click through even when you're logging into your account and things like that, because it really, really helps us, helps the network, because the UK2 knew that we sent you over there. The other people I'd just like to mention is, oh no, Patreon, I'll get onto them in a second. The other people I'd like to mention is 100TB. So this extravaganza, this British Tech Network extravaganza that you're seeing tonight, and the fact that we're streaming this live to you is brought to you by 100TB. They're basically UK2, but in America. So if you're in America and you're listening to the UK2 ads and going, I'm not interested, you have to go over to 100TB because they provide all of our streaming server and all of the power of all of this awesomeness coming straight to you. Though, given that my stats have been inaccurate tonight, that may be slightly inaccurate, but I'm sure you'll be able to clarify that. By 100tb.com, and please let them know that we sent you. And finally, I just want to mention Patreon. There's lots and lots of great things happening around the network, lots and lots of stuff in the back end that we can't wait to tell you about in the new year, probably later on in the new year before we do. And lots of that stuff is brought to you by your donations and things like that on Patreon, so we really appreciate it. New lights and things like that, new lines, the studios that we've got set up here, that most of it, if not all of it, is brought to you by Patreon. And of course, the news show, if you don't listen to that, you should. But our news show wouldn't be here without your Patreon donation. So please head on over to patreon.com and search for British Tech Network, or alternatively britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon. Thank you very much. Right, final round. Are you ready? Chiz, are you ready?
Oh. 18.
Okay, I was just asking if you were ready, but okay, yeah, I was going to go around the room, but you've just ruined that little bit there. It's fine.
I'm sorry. You're doing a bit.
Right, 18.
Because that's how you do a sequence.
Oh, you love this one, Chiz. You ready? Are you ready?
What console?
Ratchet and Clank 3.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's called something different outside Europe. What was it?
This is a different Ratchet and Clank game.
No, this is Ratchet and Clank 3. The previous one was Ratchet and Clank 2.
Yeah, but
it's the same game.
It's Ratchet and Clank 1.
No.
These are the worst questions of these quizzes so far.
It's getting hard to find new quick questions every year. Ratchet and Clank 3 was called something different outside Europe.
Outside
what was
Europe.
It?
Credit, I don't even know what the hell it's called in Europe.
Crank
loses his anal beads. Who knows?
<I don't know. laughs> Oh! Hang on, this is Ratchet and Clank 3.
Yeah.
Isn't that Crank 1 off again?
It is not Crank 1 off again. Ross, Ewan, do you have a guess?
What was the 2?
2 was Going Commando.
Oh, Scottish.
So this would be something that's equally inappropriate.
I think Crank 1 off fits with Going Commando.
Any ideas, Ross?
Upskirt Panty Party.
No. But close, actually.
Kitchen debriefed.
That's what it's called in Japan.
No. Chat room. Anybody in the chat room? I think they've all gotten bored and moved on. Batwench has got it. It was Ratchet and Clank. Up your arsenal.
That's close, then.
Up your arsenal.
Up your arsenal. Ratchet and Clank. Up your arsenal.
That really was close.
You weren't far off.
That Ross. Was good. I'm quite chuffed with myself.
43.
Oh, this, oh god, I can't wait for this one. I think it's this one. Oh yeah, it is this one. You ready, Ross?
Nope.
Oh dear.
There are two pornographic parody movies based on the Super Mario Brothers. What are they called?
Cheers.
There are two pornographic parody movies based on Super Mario Brothers. What are they called? Interestingly, as well.
Put a pun in there somewhere.
Interestingly, Nintendo owns the rights to both these movies as well.
The porn movies.
Yeah, yeah, the porn movies. They're parody porn movies.
First
because they don't have any.
They're both kind of called the same. They're called da 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 one and da 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 two.
Who's the scene with the bomb, Yoshi?
In your Luigi.
In your Luigi. Nope. Open to the room. Come on, let's have some comedy.
Super Horny Brothers.
Hold on.
Up your peak.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Super Porno Brothers?
No, Sam.
Plumbing Peach.
No, it wasn't. I'm going to give you half a point because it's Super Horny Brothers. Because it's horny as in Super Mario, but you said Super Horny Brothers.
That witch has obviously got a bookmark there for that link. That was too fast.
Okay.
Save that for later.
You said there was two. What's
they're both called. They're one and two. Super Horny Brothers 1, Super Horny Brothers 2. Nintendo owns the rights to these movies. They bought them to ensure they're never released again.
But you can get them on xvideos.com, apparently.
Right, Ewan, here you go. Are you ready?
17.
17.
What console?
No, this isn't. I know what this is. If I can struggle through that word again. What was Puckman renamed to when it went on sale outside the West, and why? A point for each.
Puckman.
Mm-hmm.
Puckman. Puckman. Sorry, my monitor was going to switch off. Puckman.
Chat room, wheeshed. Nobody look at the screen. Nobody look at the chat room. That's unacceptable.
I was going to say the obvious Pac-Man, but...
Yeah, the chat room already said that.
I hadn't looked at that, I promise you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a point for that. Okay.
First answer in my head was Pac-Man, but I thought, no, that's too obvious, so I couldn't come up with anything else, so...
Yep.
Sorry,
was
it Pac-Man in the West?
No, I got renamed. It was called Puckman. It was originally actually called Puckoman, but when you translated that, that came back. Because you know that thing before when he was eating a pizza? It was because the noise he thought he made was Pucka Pucka. And so it was called Puckoman. But when you translated that, it became Puckman in the West. And then it was renamed for a reason. So I'm going to open that out to the floor if anybody knows why it would be renamed. Why would you rename Puckman? To Pac-Man.
It's Greek for blowjob.
No.
Because the Pakistani recent
nope.
thing.
Nope.
Because the...
I'll give you a clue. It was about vandalism.
It's on click.
Ram raiding.
So nobody's got it. Nobody in the chat room. The reason is because if you spell... Sorry?
Take out the P.
Yeah.
And it becomes...
It does. That is the right answer, Sam. I'm going to give you it. And I'm also going to take a time check.
Well, I said that several times there, so you'll have to...
Yeah.
Right. So Sam got the point there. And the reason was because, as Batwench rightly says in the chat room, it would be vandalised quite easily to say an expletive man. So it was changed to Pac-Man.
It's like Clint Mains. if you get that thing, as we used to do, it's a little village just outside St. Bottles where I grew up. So it's C-L-I-N-T... If you get a bit of black tape and connect the L and the I, it suddenly becomes a whole new place.
Well done. Okay. Right, Sam, last question of the night.
I did it every week for about 6 months.
Sam, last question of the night.
Yeah.
If you get this...
There's still two questions there.
There's still two questions, so it's because it doesn't divide by four.
I've still lost.
Questions. You've still lost. You can't win.
How does 49 divide by four?
I don't think
because I took one out before I realised I had a double.
I think that's you in one as well.
Sorry?
I think that's you in one as well because I think he's like a point and a half ahead, is he not now?
No, he's just half a point ahead. Right. So if Sam doesn't get this and you do, you win.
Sure, I thought he got a point and then half a point.
Nope.
Not that it's fixed or anything.
No, no.
Hey, I'm helping you out here. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I think you deduct his points.
He's already taken one.
No, he's not. He's taken one off of me.
Okay. I've never taken any off of you.
I thought you took one for both of them.
If I hadn't taken Chizzy's, he would be winning by half a point at the moment. Yeah. Chizzy's one so, point is...
How is it biased?
I didn't. I said I would if you didn't wheeshed.
Oh,
that's the question, Jesus.
You're getting really angry at me.
Okay, Sam, would you like 48 or 50?
Worst winner ever.
50.
You ready, Sam?
No.
It's a big moment for you. You could take this quiz away from one or the other person. What do the towers on the PS2 splash screen represent? What do the towers on the PS2 splash screen represent? You know when you switch on the PS2 and it has all these kind of towers coming towards you? They're just kind of like cubes kind of on stalks.
I remember that.
No.
What do they represent? No idea?
They
guess?
They represent a forest full of penises. Erect and excited.
They do not.
Game.
No.
Is it open?
It is open.
Is it like, I don't know, like I remember they were hyping it at PS2, but is it the emotion engine? Something to do with that? Represent the emotion engine inside the PS2?
No.
Live?
No. Anybody else? No idea. What do the towers in the PS2 splash screen represent?
A city. Towers.
Computers. Tower computers.
No.
You're going to give the answer to somebody else.
I'm just saying stuff.
Ross, any guesses?
No idea.
Okay, it's the games. The more you play, the more towers appeared in the splash screen, and the longer you played each separate game, the higher the towers were. So there you go.
Don't remember that at all.
I was going to say it's the end of the quiz, but we have one last question, and it's one out to the group, and everybody gets a chance to answer this, and it's worth 10 points.
It's only worth 10 points if I get it.
Or me.
Everybody gets a chance, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in winning order down, so you and you get the first opportunity to answer this.
Oh.
Okay?
That is not fair.
Recite the Konami code, or gamer's code. As in, the series of buttons Konami always used to access God controls or something like that.
Oh.
I have no idea.
No idea, Ewan, right? So the next one, Chiz, do you have a guess?
Up, down, left, right. I can't remember.
No, it's very close. So the next one, Sam.
Oh, don't insinuate it's that close to everyone else.
Sam. Come on, Sam.
Up, down.
No,
left,
Ross.
Left, right.
I've got it.
I wonder if it's going to be like down, right, up, left.
No.
X.
Could you swing the mic across to Scott and
see if he has got it?
No, I'm going to come back to him in a minute. Chat room, you can have a shot in a second because I know you probably Googled it, but. No. Right, Chiz, do you want to have a go?
Is it not down, up, down, up?
No,
like,
it's right, not.
Like, is it start down, up, maybe? I can't remember. No, maybe not.
Is it around the buttons, so it's that X circle? Well,
it's.
Left, right, up, down.
It's Konami, it's not. Doesn't mean it's, like it's like it's not, yeah. it's the actual, it's directional.
No, it includes buttons as well.
All right.
The
answer is, or something, and Patrice had it in the chat room.
From down to left and then hitting
up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA.
Yeah, so Patrice had it in the chat room.
What was that again, sorry?
Up, down, down, left, right, BA was the Konami
really
code.
Close, cheers.
Okay, okay.
Closer than you.
As close as I was when I said I don't know.
Congratulations, you terrible winner.
No, the chat room won. The chat room won with 15 points. Because Patrice got 15 points in the chat room. Patrice won it for the chat room. So the chat room wins the 2015 British Tech Network Gamer Show Quiz. Well done. Well done, the chat room.
So the moral of the story is, don't bother turning up the quiz till the last question.
No, because if somebody had got that and they hadn't answered anything else, they would have still come third.
And the fact that she's...
They only get half a point for getting it right.
So okay, sorry.
Get a quarter, that's 2.5, which means they don't win.
They don't get a quarter.
No. So the theory is that the full points go to the person who asked the question, then half points go to the person who's second, and then the chat room get quarter points because they can Google it.
No, that's not how the rules are laid out at the beginning of any of your shows or any of my shows. We always say 2 points, and then 1 point, and then half a point. And at the beginning of this question, I clearly said that everybody gets 10 points.
Who votes you and loses always points to drop last.
I feel cheated.
Oh, well done, chat room. Well done, chat room. 10 points to the chat room. So, in reverse order, in sixth position is Scott. In fifth position is Ross. fourth position is Sam. In third position...
Here, I've not come last.
In third position is Chiz. Second position is Ewan. And this year's champion, well done, the chat room, with 15 points. First place. Well done, well done,
I'm
well done.
With the power of Google, well done, the chat room.
Oh dear. Well, so people stay around in exactly 4 minutes. I padded that out well. In 4 minutes, the big show will start. The BTN North Studio here are staying around to compete as one unit. We are becoming one unit.
One of the units needs to piss.
Okay, so we. No, it wasn't. He said a word.
Oh, did he?
Chiz just appeared in there. There we go. See, if you ever thought that Chiz and me were actually the same person, you just saw us both in the same shot there.
Yeah,
so,
you're the same height.
Cool. Thank you very much, folks. And stick around, because in a couple of minutes, the big show for the Christmas big show quiz of the year will be coming up in a second. And I believe Santa is returning. Is Santa returning?
He can do.
He can do.
Why would anyone think you and Chiz were the same person? Like, all of the disappointment in the world embodied in one individual. It's just too much.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been awesome. We will be back in a couple of weeks in the new year. We'll be off, I don't know whether we'll be back on the Monday immediately after New Year, but the following Monday probably. So we'll be back with your normal scheduled programming, The Gamer Show. Thank you very much. Have an awesome Christmas and a lovely new year. Guys, do you have anything to say to the people?
No.
Good. Night.
Bye, fish.
Good night. Goodbye.